Hello, and welcome to The Bob Edwards Show on SiriusXM Insight. Today, the country celebrates and pays tribute to Martin Luther King and the work he did on behalf of civil rights in the 1960s. I'll talk with critic Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone about a box set of three CDs called Let Freedom Sing, the Music of the Civil Rights Movement.
So many great black R&B and soul singers, you know, came up in the church. Those stories of, you know, we're going to get over our earthly trials and, you know, get our heavenly reward, that mapped very nicely on the narrative of the civil rights movement.
But first, my 2006 visit with attorney Clarence Jones, a man who personally knew Dr. King and served as an advisor for years.
Martin King was the first person that I really came to understand that his total being was rooted in a deep spiritual commitment in his belief in God.
It was Jones who delivered King's letter from the Birmingham jail, smuggling the papers past security by hiding them in his clothes. Later, Jones posted his client's bail.
The common denominator of Martin King's leadership very much exemplified it in those times, Bob. He never asked anyone to do something he was unwilling to do himself. He was not an armchair strategic general. If he was going to lead a demonstration, he physically was going to be there in the front of the line.
Jones also had a lot to do with King's I Have a Dream speech delivered at the 1963 March on Washington, and he had everything to do with copywriting Dr. King's words.
Martin King with words is like Picasso with a paintbrush and a canvas.
Clarence Jones was born in 1931 to a maid and a chauffeur in North Philadelphia. After graduating as his high school's valedictorian, Jones became a star athlete and political science student at Columbia. He went on to suffer intense racial discrimination at Fort Dix at the tail end of the Korean War before enrolling in the Boston University School of Law. Upon receiving his degree, all he planned for himself was to find a job at a stable firm in his new home of California, work hard, and carve out a little spot for himself and his wife, Anne. In 1960, all that changed. That's when Clarence Jones first met the man who would turn his attention away from negotiating contracts for rich L.A. entertainers and toward becoming an active participant in the civil rights movement. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. recruited Jones into the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Jones became not only a legal advisor, but also a fundraiser.